Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast calls for increasing clouds, a high near 50, and a chance of rain by tonight. Pat Pagano's forecast comes your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in the Republican American yesterday, Housatonic students learned smooth balance between taste and health. A taste test at Housatonic Valley Regional High School showing the students that nutritious offerings could be flavorful. Members of two farm-to-table classes in the VOAG department were working to devise the best recipe for a smoothie using such ingredients as fruit, yogurt, granola, and maple syrup. They each created drinks that were served to faculty members. The two with the most votes were then brought before the student body on Friday in a contest to choose the favorite. Strawberry banana won over peach cobbler. In Kent, a committee is categorizing where federal funds can go. The Kent American Rescue Plan Act Needs Assessment Committee has decided on six categories that the town's allocation of federal funding should be divided up by. However, the group is still determining how much money should be in each category. The seven-member ARPA committee met on Wednesday of last week, finalizing the categories as aids to individual residents, small businesses, nonprofits, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department, infrastructure, and municipal, which includes Kent Center School. A total of $821,000 has been allocated to the town, but only half has been received. The second half is expected to be in the hands of the town by June. New York will begin enforcing a law on nursing home staffing minimums. Governor Hochul will begin enforcing the 2021 state law that established minimum staffing levels for New York nursing homes, even as some facilities warn it could harm residents due to pandemic-related staffing shortages. Previously, Hochul had similarly cited pandemic-related staffing shortages as she issued executive orders that delayed the enforcement of the law, which was initially set to take effect on January 1st. But last week, Hochul issued an executive order that called for the beginning enforcement of the law. It came after the Attorney General and members of the 1199 SEIU Healthcare Workers Union last week called on the Democratic governor to implement the law, which was approved under former Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Housatonic Water Company shows a drop in compounds linked to cancer, but they still exceed the state's safety threshold. Recent tests of the water show the levels of a compound linked to cancer have been falling, but still exceeded the safety threshold set by regulators. Housatonic Water Works Company notified its customers of the new results March 30th in a mailing as well as posting on its website. The notice says that the water is unsafe to drink. A notice would go out within 24 hours. Customers who might be at increased risk of drinking water might want to consult their doctor, the notice says. New York has renewed their mask-wearing recommendation in five counties as COVID in those counties surged 17%. Amid the uptick in infections, the State Health Department on Friday issued a alert recommending mask wearing, regardless of vaccination status, in all public indoor spaces in Cayuga, Cortland, Madison, Onondaga, and Oswego counties. Previously, New York ended its indoor mask mandates for public places and schools on February 10th and March 2nd, respectively. Overall, New York ranked ninth among the states where coronavirus was spreading fastest on a per-person basis last week. The ruling against New York's redistricting has temporarily been put on hold. A trial court ruling that declared New York's new congressional and legislative district maps unconstitutional was temporarily stayed by a state appeals court judge yesterday. The interim order from the appellate division, Justice Stephen K. Lindley, is in effect until Thursday when oral arguments in the case are scheduled. Another decision on whether to extend the stay is expected later that day. Some meetings going on in our area. In Salisbury today, the Salisbury Historic District Commission has a meeting. In Cornwall tonight at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands, a Zoom meeting, and the Board of Selectmen, a Zoom meeting at 7:30. In Hillsdale, the Zoning Board of Appeals, Town of Hillsdale is holding two public hearings tonight at 7:30 to consider an application by John Adams for an area variance to work within the Ridgeline Overlay District at 45 LaBranche Road, and an application by James and Pamela Carton for the expansion of the limitations of their current special use permit at 2846 State Route 23. And in Sheffield, Massachusetts, there is a select board meeting at the Town Hall second floor meeting room tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, where they have dinner specials 7 days a week. You'll find them on Instagram, Facebook, and at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,921.88. The NASDAQ at 14,532.55. And the S&P 500 at 4582.64. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.